Earlier this week, the son of the former Shah of Iran died in Boston. It was an apparent suicide. Alireza Pahlavi was 44 years old. He'd lived in exile since his father was ousted from power in 1979. Alireza Pahlavi was the younger of the Shah's two sons and rarely in the public eye. Today and tomorrow, memorial vigils are being held in several U.S. and European cities. In Paris today, 300 people gathered in front of the Eiffel Tower. Among them was Iranian writer Ramin Parham.
The feeling is that a Persian-Iranian prince kills himself in Boston because of depression, because he has been away from his land, away from his friends for too long.
27-year-old Sahan Sober, who was born in France, was also there.
I came because he's like someone who lived what many of us live, this pain to be separated from the country, to be separated from our families, and not have the right to have a free country.
Iranian-American journalist and author Azadeh Moaveni has lived in and reported from Iran. Now in England, she says there's been a strong reaction from Iranians both in and out of Iran.
There has been a pretty remarkable outpouring of emotion, much of it very sympathetic for the Pahlavi family. There's been a lot of comment on the BBC Persian news website from inside Iran, and a huge amount of debate on social networking sites from young Iranians reacting to this, many of whom, of course, weren't even born in the days of the Pahlavi monarchy, and yet are responding very powerfully. Some very angry towards the Pahlavi legacy because they feel that that's what brought Iran to where it is today, this clerical dictatorship. Others very sympathetic, really hopeful that Iranians can rise above their political differences and feel sort of shared humanity for such a tragic circumstance.
By all accounts, Alireza Pahlavi kept an extremely low profile. Why has there been such a strong reaction from people all around the world for someone who wasn't very well known?
Exactly. I think that that's what's quite extraordinary about this story, that there was no similar outpouring even for the death of his sister Layla, who died under similar circumstances by suicide in 2001. And I think that very much reflects the state of Iran today. It's a very bleak time. I think that Iranians inside the country and in the diaspora despair of peaceful change, and the clerical regime in Iran veers more towards authoritarianism each day. And there's been a huge exodus of Iranians since the crackdown after the June 2009 presidential election. So hundreds, if not thousands, of families have been torn apart. And I think it reflects that kind of emotional rawness that Iranians carry with them these days.
Alireza Pahlavi leaves behind his mother and his older brother, the crown prince. What has his family been saying about his death this week?
Well, the initial statement blamed the suicide on Alireza's despair over Iran, and it did not allude much to any kind of battle with chronic depression. And that initial response opened the family up to a lot of criticism because it seemed very political. But they changed tack the next day, and Reza Pahlavi made a lot of very honest and brave statements and interviews, speaking very openly about mental illness and his family's struggle with mental illness, which is a big taboo in Iranian culture. And I think that that shifted the tenor of reaction online. Iranians felt, I think, a lot of respect for that kind of honesty, regardless of their political opinions about monarchy or clerical government.
And how about you? Did you know the prince at all, or do you have any personal memories of him or of the family? I mean, how are you feeling right now?
I had never met him and hadn't even really heard very much about him. What I had heard was to do with what he studied, ancient Iranian studies at Harvard, and that was very interesting to me because, of course, that's a part of Iran's history, the pre-Islamic past that the modern Islamic Republic of Iran denies. And I initially, I think, felt bereaved somehow because I think it's such a tragedy. And as an Iranian, I think I felt a bit saddened that more Iranians weren't able to sort of see the human aspect, that shared human aspect of the experience, and sort of immediately jump to attacking the family at a moment of such grief for them.
Journalist and author Azadeh Moaveni talking to us about the death this week of Alireza Pahlavi, the younger son of the former Shah of Iran. Thank you for your time. Good to speak with you.
Thanks very much.
This is PRI.